The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
It must be love.
Love.
Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. I mean, it wasn't the greatest intro we've ever done.
Well, I actually forgot the words. You didn't prep me, Pete. If I'm going to sing a song, I need to know what I'm singing. Do you know what I mean? Because I need to do my vocal warm-up.
Okay, sorry. We're going to sing It Must Be Love. So if you could do your vocal warm-up now.
That's it. Let's go.
Oh, sorry. Can I just confirm your vocal warm-up was...
Yeah.
That's it. There's no me.
No, I'm just very, very easy peasy.
Me. Do, re, mi, so, fa, so, la.
I've got one for you then. This is quite a good one. So you start really low, you close your mouth, and then you just go... like that, but a bit more seamless. Okay. Go. Someone's had singing lessons. Look at you.
Well, listen, I don't like to tell people, but I am a fucking man of many talents.
Do you do that before you do karaoke?
I don't do karaoke because I get carried away and I can't sing.
So what is your karaoke song?
Mustang sailing now, baby.
Is it really?
I don't know. I've never done karaoke, but I imagine it would be something like that.
Oh, okay. So can we make this for our next night out? Can we make sure that we have a segment of karaoke in there?
Yeah, we can do. What would your karaoke song be?
I don't have one either because I don't do karaoke, but I feel it. I can feel it in me that my stomach needs it.
I feel like we should do a duet.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, any suggestions?
No. Grease, Summer Loving.
Oh, really? How does it go?
That's from our producer.
Summer Loving.
You have to start.
Must be a blast.
Summer Loving happens so fast.
Oh, crazy for you, crazy for me.
Me? Okay. Sorry to everyone that has
made it go.
Please.
Cute as can be. I don't know the rest of the words.
Don't switch off because we've got a really good show today. Please don't switch off. Oh. We just need to get stuff out of our systems because that's
who
we are. We see each other, we get very excited, we sing to each other, and then we start.
We do. So I think we should start. So
okay.
you are listening to the dating show.
Are you?
You are.
On where?
It's
on who?
It's on FUBAR Radio with myself and the wonderful
and who?
Coleman and Cece Coleman.
Thank who you.
And this week we have a very special guest. He's called not turning up, not here. So actually, you haven't got a guest. It's just Cece and I again. And that's it's something that we've become.
Hang on, you're making this seem like it's not a choice. This was a choice.
Do you know what I was going to say? The reason we haven't got a guest is because we don't fucking want one this week.
No, thank you. Yeah, because we don't fucking want one because I feel the need to hear Pete for an hour and I think he feels the same.
Yeah, it's basically when we have guests, I mean, our guests are great, obviously, but it takes away from Pete and Cece time.
Exactly.
So, and we feel like we need to spend some quality time. We did what Cece says every week, which is communicated, and we just felt like we wanted to spend some more quality time together.
That's my love language.
Yes.
Quality time.
Exactly. Well, this is quality time for me and you.
Okay. So let's chat.
Let's chat. How are you?
Oh, I'm fucking fabulous, actually. How are you?
I'm fucking fabulous too.
Well, fucking fabulous then.
I'll tell you who's fucking fabulous. We are.
We
are. So this week, we're going to do listeners' questions and stories. We've got
Good.
Sex book. We've got weird and wonderful dating news. And our topic this week isn't necessarily a topic. It's a reflection.
And I'm just going to say on that, it doesn't mean this is coming to an end. It's
no.
Literally this. Pete and I just quite like to talk to each other a lot.
And what it basically means, this is actually show 27, which means that we have done 26 previous weeks of this, which is half a year. So 6 months on, we're going to have a little reflection over what we've done over the past 6 months, what we've spoken about, some of our guests, some of the fabulous times that Cece and I have had together. This is kind of like a best bits.
Yeah.
There's been no lows.
I was going to say, actually, highs and lows, there's no fucking lows. So basically, this is just a high show.
Yes,
it's going to be extra as fuck.
It is going to be extra as fuck. You can't get any higher than Cece and I right now.
No.
So I think we should start off with the dating sex book. And because it's a special reflecting week, I've really got something quite memorable for you.
Okay, hang on. Let me just have a sip of the coffee, not the tequila. Let's go.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Right.
This week's dating sex book is...
Okay.
A rusty trombone.
Oh. Okay, I've got an idea. I mean, the first thing that comes to my head is gross. Oh, I don't even know if I should share. Oh.
Listen, if it's gross, then I think you're on the right lines.
Okay, should I just not say then, so I can sort of keep some type of, like...
Oh, so
class.
Okay, so you're here for the class and I'm here just for bringing everything down to the gutter.
The thing is, you're just, this is facts. Like, you know, my mind is quite dirty. So if I go there, you know, then it's coming from me. You're just sharing facts. It's not necessarily coming from you. It's just a fact. You know what I mean?
Are you not going to guess this one?
I still would like to have a job after this. So no, I'm not going to guess.
All right. Well, the rusty trombone. God, it's the act of performing a simultaneous rim job and hand job. So like playing an actual instrument, this move requires coordination, agility and rhythm. A man with...
Go on, carry on. I like it. Well, I don't.
A man with an erection stands while his partner kneels behind him, licking his anus, the rusty part, while simultaneously reaching around to perform a hand job, the trombone part. There's a version of this which is called a Dizzy Gillespie, which is named after a legendary jazz trumpeter. In this position, the man purposely farts in their partner's mouth, blowing up their cheeks as if they're playing a trumpet. So, rusty trombone, it's sort of a... That.
And you didn't do the cheek bit. I thought there was a...
Oh, and then, and then they go... And then it's like you're playing a trumpet. I don't know how that looked. And what's bad is I know that's getting clipped up.
I'm not sure what was worse, hearing what it was or just watching you do that.
It reminds me a little bit of, because, I mean, rusty is the word that makes everyone sort of wince a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite common to use that word. I mean, people's arseholes are called, you know, rusty starfish, rusty sheriff's badge, whatever it may be.
Can I be really honest with you?
You can.
My mind went even worse than that.
I think
that's actually quite mild for where my mind went.
Okay, I think we need to hear where your mind went.
The thing is, I cannot. It's a subject we discussed the other day, and I just don't think... But anyways, interesting. But do you know what, Pete?
We discussed the other day.
That was good, but I'm not like... It's shocking, but also I'm not horrified by it.
You're not horrified. So, I mean, basically what Cece's saying is that she's up for a rusty trombone. So if you are dating Cece and you fancy a rusty trombone, then get her to fucking go for it.
We change it round next time we do this and I give you the sex book.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I ain't going to be doing a rusty trombone, am I?
No, I feel like I can
shock work
you.
With the people that I have sex with, mainly because they don't have a trombone part.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. For me, yeah, I mean, I don't know what you would call it, maybe a rusty keyboard?
Rusty keyboard. Oh, God.
Is that no?
No, but I'm just going to clear it up and tell everyone that I my preference isn't a rusty trombone. It's not my preference.
Okay, what is your preference?
Let's move on. Weird! Let's get more weird. Let's get weird with our weird and wonderful dating news.
Do you think we can get any more weird? I mean, I've just played a rusty keyboard and a rusty trombone.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I told you, my mind went way down south. And that was like...
Can you get much further down south?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, but not on air.
Okay, can you tell me after?
Yes, of course you can.
Cece, tell me. Can you tell me after?
Absolutely not. I've had my iPad is in my hand. I'm going to read to you. Are you ready for a reading session?
I'm ready for you to read to me. Everyone, if you are listening, close your eyes. Enjoy the moment because Cece Coleman is going to read an extract from the Weird and Wonderful Dating News.
What an intro. So a woman is gobsmacked at a straight as a notes. Fuck, here we go.
Okay, start again because that's broken my.
Oh yeah, so everyone else, so close your eyes again, everyone. Ready? One, two, three, and away we go. A woman is gobsmacked as a note is handed to her by a stranger in a coffee shop while she was on a date. The stranger decided to sip her a warning about her date's red flags while he was in the bathroom. He is being hailed a hero on social media after he came to rescue of a woman called Hadia, who sat next to him while on a date in a coffee shop. The note said, "Too many red flags, !run. Be safe, girl." I don't know why I did that in an American accent. It went viral after she posted it on Twitter, where many were praising the quick-thinking man for taking the initiative to alert her without making a scene. On Twitter, one person replied, "I can't help but wonder how bright those red flags were for a complete stranger to notice and write a warning note. Big yikes." To which Hadia replied, "As bright as my red nails."
Right.
So. Have you ever been in a public space where you have seen...
I have.
Good. Well, you've seen people on a date.
I have.
You good? Good. Where you have seen some massive 101 errors to the point of, I need to kind of interrupt this situation.
I am not that much of a job's worth to interrupt a situation, but I have seen red flags.
Oh, come on. If it was like, okay, so what would make you interrupt?
If someone screamed at someone in public, then yeah, of course, you get involved, don't you? But I mean...
More mild than that. Like, well, what would make you go, oh, no...
What would make me go, oh, no? I don't... Do you know what? It's really hard because you don't know the context or situation. Because I love people watching.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before. We both love people watching.
Yeah.
So I always like to guess what sort of date people are on. Are they on a first date? Are they in a relationship? Whatever it may be. So for me, if I thought they were on a first date and the woman was paying, it would make my stomach just...
Okay, can you come on every day I go on then? Because that genuinely happens.
I just don't like that. But that's a personal preference. If you watch people on a date, I mean, this is probably the most obvious red flag, isn't it? Let's say you were watching two people on a date, or you took two people on a date, or even if they weren't on a date, even if they were in a relationship and you don't know, and she goes to the toilet and then he's flirting with a waitress or flirting with someone else or giving his number to someone or whatever it may be, that's a fucking red flag. That's something you might then go, well, just so you know, babe, whilst you were having a dump, he was chucking his number across at Susan. Over there.
Got it. Would you
do that? Probably not. I probably wouldn't. I just wouldn't get involved because you don't know. They could be friends. You don't know, dear. And then you, you know what I mean? Unless, yeah, you just don't know. And I find it, I would find that a little bit jobs worthy. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be a right busy bastard to get right involved like that. And yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm a busy bastard because
are a fucking busy bastard.
Busy, mate.
Busy. Who's busy? I'm busy.
I think I would. I would say, baby girl, are you on a date? And if she said, I am, and I saw she was into him, I would say, FYI, that guy has just taken the waitress's phone number. I just wanted to let you know. And then I would leave it there.
Would you actually? And then you would sit back in your position with popcorn and watch it unfold?
No, I'd probably leave.
No, if you're going to go to them extremes to be a fucking Jobsworth and a busy bastard, then you might as well sit and enjoy the repercussions of your own actions.
Once I'm involved. I have to get involved in things. Like if something is not right, it doesn't sit right with my gut. I have definitely stepped in before, like a few times, and boyfriends have said, can you not? Like, please, can you not? Because now I've got to deal with the beef with the guy. And I'm like, I'm sorry. This is disrespect. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, listen, to anyone who is listening, if you are on a date and you are showing signs of red flags and you do see Cece Coleman, If you see CC Coleman out and about, then you know, hide them red flags, because she's gonna tell a fucker.
I am baby girl.
She's got baby girl's back. So
let's move on before you listen more. Go on.
Don't worry, baby girl, because CC Coleman has got your back. Right, next up on the Weird and Wonderful Dating News. Are you ready? I'm gonna read to you now.
I'm ready. Okay. Eyes closed.
What sort of, would you like this in a sort of a sexy voice, or would you like it in a just a me voice? What sort?
I'd like you to try a Scottish accent.
Oh, God, I'm really bad at Scottish accents.
Well, I'm really bad at American accents.
Former high class escort reveals which professions are best in. That's fucking terrible.
I didn't know what you were saying, but there was something interesting about it.
Okay. No, do you know what? I'm just going to do this in my accent.
Okay, go.
I can't do Scottish. I could go back to, I could do French again.
No. We heard that last week. We're good. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Former high class escort reveals which professions are best in bed.
Ooh.
This is an interesting one. I like this. So Amanda, I won't give her surname, who worked as an escort for 6 years, believed that someone's performance in the bedroom can be dictated by their profession, and some jobs fare a lot better than others. It's good news for lawyers, as not only are they probably rich, she says, they're also raunchy in the sack. When God creates psychopaths, he made them lawyers. Don't know where she's going with that one. She said that if you want a debaucherous night of sex, a lawyer is your man. CC, lawyers.
I'm just writing it down right now. So
lawyers, number one.
Okay.
Next up, these are very interesting. Doctors are also a dab hand in the sexual arts, according to Amanda. They're particularly good at foreplay. She said this is unsurprising given that they know human bodies inside out. Policemen, cops are fun, but they'll promise to wear their bedroom in the uniform one. They're promised to wear the uniform in the bedroom one day, but never do it as they're too scared of getting caught. I don't know what the fuck that's got to do with anything. Really? Now, criminals,
okay,
aren't as fun as they make out to be. Okay, you'd expect them to be quite naughty, but actually, the harder the crim, the softer they are. This is according to Amanda.
Oh my God.
Finally, the worst review from Amanda comes, can you guess?
No, go on.
Celebrities get the worst review from Amanda. As she said, I've never met a bunch of more depressed, egocentric yet insecure people. They will typically try to negotiate fees despite being paid millions. So not only are celebrities cheap, but they're also shit in bed.
Oh, this is such a good one.
Amanda, you said you'd never tell anyone.
Right. So firstly, what are your thoughts on the list? I wrote it down, by the way, if you'd like me to tell you again, if you've forgotten.
I mean, I think it sounds like a load of bollocks. But I don't think it matters what the job is. I think it matters on the person.
I see where she's going with this. I actually see where she is going with this. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, lawyers, doctors, they're very talented, professional, just generally just a, you know, fucking good at whatever they do. So people that have got that kind of mentality to be good at whatever they do probably will spend more time making sure the job is done. Criminals are generally wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, a little bit like robbing a bank. So, do you know what I mean? In and out, sharpish, and then do a runner. That's sort of a criminal's mentality. So I understand that one. And the celebrity one, to be honest with you, that one's probably the most true.
this is fucking fascinating. I like this story a lot.
So, CC, doctor. Ever slept with a doctor?
No, I don't think I have.
Ever slept with a lawyer?
No.
Ever slept with a criminal?
Yeah.
Okay, and how was that for you?
Soppy.
Soppy, okay. Yeah. So actually, she's smart. Yeah. Celebrity, have you slept with any celebrities? Well, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to name names.
Okay. Oh, come on, this is such a personal question.
Well, not really. You're happy to say criminal, but you know what I mean? Criminals, yeah, fucking loads of them. Celebrities, oh, God, so personal.
Well, it depends what that you class as a celebrity. I don't think.
Okay,
I mean,
someone that people would know.
Maybe.
In the public eye. Okay, fine. You have. And how was that for you?
I'm not as bad as she is making out.
Okay, fine. Not as bad as Amanda is making out.
But there hasn't, you know, I don't know. So I can't, you know, maybe if I'd slept with like a few celebrities, then maybe I could give more of a, she's obviously six years in her job. She's done the rounds. So she knows a bit
you'd
more.
You'd imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. But I get where she's going because like the status thing, like the lawyer thing, like it's like a, I understand where she's going with this.
Okay. All
that's
right.
What I'm going to say, because it's quite hard to not get to.
I mean, obviously, I can't really comment on that so much because this is obviously aimed at geezers who are doctors and whatever else. So I have no idea. But I have slept with a lawyer who was a. She was wonderful, actually. Very attentive. So I don't know if it works the same way for guys and
well, maybe
girls.
The power thing, right?
I've also slept with a doctor.
And how was her fellatio?
Fellatio was a solid, very, very... I mean, they got the job done. There was explosions of fun. So
well, just as she said, right?
Yes, very, very good. Criminal, I don't know. I've never slept with a criminal, as far as I'm aware. And the celebrity thing, I would have to agree with as well.
Really?
So I think it's similar for female as to what it is for...
Hang
for,
on, let's go back to the celebrity thing. So when you say you have to agree, in what way? Explain yourself.
Well, I mean, look, you and I working in industry, I wouldn't class myself as a celebrity in any way, shape or form. And I imagine you're probably, you know, the same as me. We're people that are kind of on TV. Celebrities for me are people that are like...
Up there.
Fucking, yeah, do you know what I mean? Not just mm-hmm. people that are on fucking telly. But we do work in an industry where we meet an awful lot of different types of people. And mm-hmm. personality-wise, genuinely, they are quite depressive, egotistical people.
Okay, you willing to share?
I'm not willing to name names or share.
Huh.
I can't, babe, fucking hell, come on. I can't fucking... Listen, you didn't even want to admit...
I know, I'm joking.
Well, TV's a right wanker. but yeah, which is interesting. I like that. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Anyone that is listening to this, if you would like to give us your reviews on professions, that would be fucking great. We'd like to hear from the listeners to find out what your reviews on different professions. We've got some, you know, she's gone for some fairly standard professions there. If you've got some unusual ones, for example, if you've slept with a alpaca farmer and they turn out to be, do you know what I mean, wonderful in bed, then we want to hear about it. If you've slept with a driving instructor who turns out to be very good with a gear stick, then let us know. We want to know which professions are very good in bed. So to do that, you can share your list of professions or your experience in different professions with us by emailing thedatingshow@foobarradio.com or drop us a message on Instagram, which is at @thedating_show. And yeah, just send us, because I think that'd be really interesting. We could compile a list of professions in order of their sexual ability.
Well, do you know why I think this is that there's obviously some truth in it, because there are dating apps for specific job types.
Are there?
Yeah. So you can go and find a lawyer. You can go and find probably a farmer. Haven't been on that one. But you know what I mean? You can go and find what you're into.
Oh, interesting.
FYI.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, once we've compiled our list of professions, then people, you know, you can specifically go out and add that to your criteria of things that you're looking for. So when you meet someone and they say to you, listen, what do you do for a job? If they say, well, you know, I'm a pancake tosser, then if that's on our list of professions, then
maybe
I'm sorry, I can't sleep the pancake tosser because you're shit at fingering.
Okay, so as P said, feel free to let us know, and we'd really like to hear so I can go on other dating apps again. Pete, are you ready for a little bit of reflection?
I'm ready for reflection. I'm ready to do anything that you ask me to do, Cece, because I would go to the ends of the earth with you.
So, Pete, over the last, I can't believe it's been 6 months. Fucking months. Is there a guest that we've had on? Because we've had some really good people, and I feel I've always learned something along the way. Is there anyone that, maybe apart from the obvious?
I was just about to say, listen, let's just, the elephant in the room.
Really? Don't you want to save it? Don't you want to, apart from the elephant in the room, who has, has anyone been standout for you that you maybe have taken something away from, or just that was interesting, or you've learned something, or fascinating, was stuck in your head?
Do you know what? We both had some very good friends come on. Obviously, Vicky's a fabulous friend of mine. Anna Williamson, you know, those sort of people. It's always nice to talk to them. But for me, there's been a couple of people that have stood out. Not because, as fun as this show is, sometimes certain things hit home a little bit.
Yeah.
So for me, DJ Fat Tony on Self Sabotage, I thought was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that conversation. And it was a subject that resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that definitely. And also,
anything that you remember from it that particularly sticks out?
Do you know what? A lot of what DJ Fat Tony, or Tony as we like to call him, a lot of what he was saying are things that I may have experienced previously. So for me, it was quite a personal one. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, it was nice. It was almost like a therapy session for me.
Yeah.
I think, and it was, it was nice to talk to him. And also just a man that's had quite a varied and wild, I would say, life.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear about people's different life experiences, how they come through different things. So I thought that was really good. And I just really enjoyed him. I thought he was just a really lovely geezer who I think you and I both said afterwards we could have spoken for fucking hours.
He was very honest, wasn't he? It's a big subject, self-sabotage. Like, you know, we all do it. And I hear you on that one. I think he did. And he was very, very open.
Yeah, and I think that's what made a big difference. And it's always for you and I when we do this, people that are the most open that we can really connect with the subjects that you and I enjoy the most, I think.
Yeah.
Governor B on toxic masculinity, I thought was fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was really, really good as well. For a similar reason, because I think it's something that's not really spoken about. And I've picked out two quite serious subjects out of all the stuff we've done, because we've had some really fun stuff and this is a fun show and, you know, we have a laugh all the time. But those two things I think are really important to talk about, and not enough people do talk about, and I'm really glad that we did. And I think I don't think we could have picked two better guests to do that with.
Yeah, I agree. Governor B was a standout for me as well. I think that it's, I didn't really know what toxic masculinity meant at the time.
Yeah.
But like speaking to someone who's very, he's very articulate, and it was simplified, you know, it is what it is. And I just really saw it from another side. And being a woman, you know, we do say things sometimes that aren't entirely correct. So it's a nice reminder that actually, you know, being kind is everything, right? And you can say words can hurt people, so it's you know, just be mindful of the words that are used sometimes. That's what I got from him.
Yeah, completely. Another one that I loved, which I think, because it caused a lot of debate between you and I, and it's a recurring theme, was Russell Cain, Love at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you and I have spoken about that, because we're not convinced about Love at First Sight, are we, Sophie?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because I'm not, but then you hear these lovely stories and you're like, is that Love at First Sight? I think I just still feel like it's Lust at First Sight. I think I still stick with,
As do I. It's a very interesting concept, and we are yet to find someone who has changed their opinion on that.
Yeah.
We've had some wonderful stories from people, but we've both gone, is that love at first sight? Or, you know, do you know what I mean?
Did it grow so, enough? Yeah.
We're yet to find a story that is genuine, real, what, fairy tale love at first sight. But
that's it. Do you know what? Let's change it. It's fairy tale at first sight. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to hear someone's fairy tale.
Yes, we want fairy tales.
Yeah.
So I think for me, they were the ones that kind of stuck out the most, I would say. And also, one of my favourite ones, which actually nearly brought me to tears, just because I've been a fan of this person for a long time, and it was just, they say never meet heroes, but I fucking did, and he was just wonderful, was Shane. from the Undateables. He wrote Cece and I a poem, and magical as I wanted him to be. And also, I just think that was a really, the poem was about inclusion and all that sort of stuff. I think he was fucking fabulous. And I think he was another really interesting point that not a lot of people talk about is, you know, dating, depending on whether you've got a disability or where you are or whatever it may be, how it's, you know, the same for everyone. He wants the same things that all of us do. And I thought that was just a fucking lovely, lovely, lovely piece and a lovely person.
Yeah,
so they're probably my standouts, babe. So that's me. Tell me about you. What do you love? Who did you love? What subjects did you love? What keeps you up at night? just tell me everything. BC, Coleman, go.
So I mean, I've got, honestly, there's snippets from all of our guests that I think I definitely had like, moments in, which is, I love learning. So Lucy Spraggan for me was a really, she just...
That was one of our first.
One of our first, yeah. And she just really hit the hammer on the nail. Some of the things she was saying, I really, really resonated with. The subject was self-love. And I think it covers so many different parts of your life. You know, we forget all the time to give ourselves the love. We're so good at giving it out to everybody else, so good at giving our energy to everyone else. But it's, you know, it's the most cliche and obvious thing, but you know, if you don't have enough, if your cup of self-love is not full, how the hell can you deliver to someone else?
Yeah.
You're delivering from an empty cup, you know, you're just leaving nothing for yourself. So it was for her, she reminded me that it's not selfish to put yourself first. It's actually, it's the way it kind of should be done. And yeah, she inspired me.
I think, yeah, do you know what? I agree with that one. I think, actually, I remember that one quite well because you loved that one.
You absolutely
loved it. But also, I think on that we discussed when you talk about being selfish, everyone's seen it as a really negative thing. And actually, it shouldn't be because being selfish is really important. So actually, yeah, I took a lot away from that as well.
Yeah, it's not it's not selfish, is it? It's selfless. It's not we should
you
all
can't
be
help people until you help yourself. You can't love people until you love yourself.
100%. I think we're all learning that. It's a journey, and that is, I don't know, I guess there's certain points in your life where you think, oh, I love myself now, so I'm ready. But actually, shit happens, and then you forget to love yourself because you get, you know, massively sidetracked by a relationship, by a job, by something. And it's okay to come back and, you know, reassess and restart and reground and... just giving ourselves a little bit of love. So she was standout. And then also, which is actually one of my favourite subjects because it's so important and you can apply it to every single part of your life. Plus, I absolutely love this lady. She's a friend of yours, Anna Williamson. The subject was first impressions. And I work on a dating show where first impressions are absolutely key and very, very important. And hearing her interpretation of it coming from, because she's actually a professional, it was nice.
It was nice to have a professional on the show.
Yeah. Actually saying it out, you know, like the proper way. But yeah, I think first impressions are so important. And, you know, I'm dating at the moment and you know, I always try and represent myself in the best way that I can. And watching people do the same thing is actually a really beautiful moment, seeing someone try. And I think effort goes a really, really long way. And it's a constant reminder for me that the more you try, you know, you can make a first impression on a second date as well, because it's still the first time you've met someone on a second date, if that makes sense. So for me, I really took from it that, you know, you keep trying, you don't give up. And even if you're dating someone, it's your 10th date. You're still making a first impression of that 10th date. So keep going. It's really important to put the effort in.
Do you know what? And funny enough, I don't know why I'm waffling. I saw a quote on Instagram the other day, which I thought was really interesting. And I actually saved it. Which is about effort, which is, our generation thinks it's cool not to care. It's not. Effort is cool. Caring is cool. Staying loyal is cool. Try it out.
Love that.
And I saved it because I thought, actually, fuck, that's true, actually. Everyone wants to go, oh, fuck it, I don't care. Well, why? It is actually a good fucking thing to care. Give a shit.
You lose good people when you adapt or adopt that mind frame, because good people don't stay around if you don't make an effort. So
if you
want something, you've got to fucking go and get it, and you've got to make the effort to get there as well. And that comes back to the first impressions. You can always make a first impression on whatever date it is, because it's still a first time you're doing something. So just show up, show up and be a good version of yourself. So yeah, they were, I would say, up there.
And Anna as well. I just want to give a shout out to Anna, because she's just a fucking, she's just one of the most wonderful people.
Yeah, I agree.
Her energy's amazing. She's just amazing.
Now, the next person that I feel like we can discuss. What we could possibly do is say the person's name at the same time. By the way, this is not planned, prepped, or anything. P and I can see each other over Zoom, but I just feel like it's the same fucking person. So.
Of course it's the same person. And to be honest with you, if you have been an avid listener of this show, I know you're all going to know who we're talking about. Every single person on this show is going to know who we're talking about. So we'll just say the first name after.
Say the first name.
So after we're going to go
one, two, three, and then say the name, yeah?
Okay, do you want to count it?
Okay, one, two, three.
Yuri! I mean, listen, we can't do a reflection of the past 6 months without talking about fucking Yuri.
The
dole chicken fucking Ukrainian bodybuilder. The thing is about Yuri is we obviously had spoken about Yuri on the show in the Weird and Wonderful Dating News. That was where we first heard
original, him. Yeah.
And then our producer, the amazing Georgia, who, whilst we're reflecting, I just want to say, Georgia is amazing, and thank you for everything you do for us. You're probably going to cut this out, but you are amazing, and she's part of the Three Musketeers, who is with Cece and I every week. So we desperately asked her if she could try and get Yuri, thinking that it wouldn't happen.
It was a bit of a joke when we said it, and then our dreams came true.
And actually, I think all of us, probably people listening to this and Cece and I, were quite sceptical and thought this bloke is going to be fucking nuts. And he is.
He is.
Completely and utterly nuts. But we both came out of the interview quite liking him.
I mean, and still do.
He's weird.
Just the most interesting, fascinating person. He's got this, like, he sat there in the, he had, like, fucking tiny whities on, like.
I think it was, like latex Y-fronts and a bondage collar.
Yeah, and he had his dolls behind him, you know, half chicken, half doll. So they're both dolls, right? Let's just, so if no one has seen or heard about this guy, they are dolls. They're sex dolls, so he has sex with
Luna and Lola, I believe.
Luna and Lola. I can't remember which one is half chicken. When I say half chicken, it means that she's doll on top, she's like a woman's body on top, and then she is a chicken on the lower half, and she has chicken hands.
Does she have chicken hands?
Oh yeah, I've fully like stalked him. I didn't know that. Chicken arms, chicken hands. So he did some BDSMs. It's BDSM, isn't it? ASM or whatever the fucking word.
BDSM,
ASM, SMR, blah, 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 whatever it is, with this chicken, ended up fucking a dead chicken and then realised he liked it. So then he asked his neighbour to make him a doll, which was half chicken, half woman.
Yeah.
So we got him on the show for the obvious reasons. But he has got this weirdly...
infectious.
He's got like, he's like a really sort of innocence about him.
Yeah.
A naivety about him, which... for what he does, you wouldn't think about it. Also, just to put out there, I mean, I have stalked him fully. He plays the piano. He is a theatre director. He is, you know, on the surface, if you saw him playing a piano in his little theatre show, you wouldn't have any idea that he fucks chickens and dolls.
So eloquent.
But he does.
It was a completely and utterly ridiculous interview, but also for me the thing is about the whole Yuri thing is that everyone's different. He wasn't hurting anyone. I think that's important. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But it is weird. We told him it was fucking weird, and I don't think there's anyone that doesn't think it's weird. But that's his thing, mm-hmm. And he spoke about it quite openly. It also... and each to their own, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It
won't hurt anyone. Each to their fucking own. It ain't for me. It ain't for CC, and it ain't for the majority of people out there. In fact, I don't think it's for anyone but him.
No.
But either way, that's his fucking thing, and he fucking owns it, and I love that.
Yeah.
But also for me, that interview... I'm 32, right? And not much shocks me. Cece, I think you're quite similar to me. We're both quite fucking dirty minded. We're both whatever else. We've both been around the block a little bit in different ways. I don't mean that in an horrible way, you know what I mean? That day, there was a certain video that Cece and I both have and the producer from like an outtake from that interview. It is... I watched it regularly because I cannot help it. Honestly, it brought me to tears. The laughter that Cece and I had with Yuri as well, because he was laughing with
us.
Because of the translation, because he was talking about BDSM and he was talking about pain. But because he's got quite a strong Ukrainian accent, which was a bit of a struggle for me to understand, and he mentioned that he likes men and women, I thought he said peen.
But also bear in mind, this is he was telling us about when he was 5 years old. So at 5 years old, he said he started to enjoy
the pee.
Pain. And Pete thought he said peen, and I heard it as pain. And this, it just, I mean, one is fucked, right? Either one. And that, I think, was why it was just so...
Cece and I completely and utterly lost it. And it's honestly, we've got the video. And in fact, after this, I'm going to watch it again. I have watched it a million times. And every time, it makes me fucking cry. I think we both do. He's literally the gift that keeps on giving. And since then, he's been in contact with our producer and whatever else. And he's become a friend of the show now, Yuri. He's now a friend of the show, I would say. Everyone that's been on is a friend of the show. Everyone that listens is a friend of the show.
Thank you, Yuri. If you're listening right now, thank you for that day.
Yeah,
thank you for being you. It
was fucking brilliant. And like Cece said at the start of this little reflection thing, 6 months in, we're not stopping.
No.
We are completely continuing, but we've had a dream doing it, haven't we?
We've had a dream. Pete, if there is anything that you could take from all of our conversations, all of the highs, the mediums, the even higher than highs, what would you, if you have learned one thing from, and this is not to just to boost my ego, I just quite like to know if there's anything that you feel you've learned from me.
Massively, yeah. I learn from you every day, I think, because I think we are very similar, you and I, in our humour and whatever else, but I think our outlook in life is quite different. And you're one of the most positive people I know. And I think over the past 6 months, I would say now you are a very, very close friend of mine. I would consider you one of my best friends, actually, because if I did have a problem or I wanted some advice, you'd be one of the people I come to, because I think you have a very logical outlook on life, but also you're a very emotionally balanced person, I would say. And I think that's really important for me to have someone like that in my life, because I'm not.
That is very, very kind and loving and lovely and nice and just nice.
Listen, I've loved doing the show and I will continue to love doing it, and I've loved all the guests, but the best thing that has come out of the dating show is you.
Oh, Pete.
So, yeah, it's factual.
What I want to just say...
Yeah.
...is...
No, please don't, because I don't actually like...
I know, this is why I'm really drag it out. What if I see it? Or do an American accent?
No, I would rather you don't.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to say it anyway. You can block this out. But you keep drinking. What I'm going to say is, so when, you know, I met you, what, 2-3 years ago?
3 years ago, I think.
3 years ago in Italy, whilst filming First Dates. And actually then, to be fair, my opinion changed of you, because I was lucky enough at that point to have the, I was actually doing Merlin's World at that point. So Pete and I got to have a really good chat at the bar. And, you know, that bar, the bar chat is it's finding out about that person, you know, what their likes, dislikes are. And you just, I don't know, you just, you were really, really open and honest. And I didn't expect that. I expected a media version of you. I expected you to have this trained version. And you didn't, you were really open. And I was like, oh my God, I just want to keep fucking talking to you. Anyway, you go on your date and whatnot. Then this show comes back round again, or back round, I mean, it comes round. And I was like, how is this going to go down? Because all I can remember is this amazing conversation that we had at the bar. I can't wait to learn a bit more about you. And the more I learn, I mean, obviously people say what they say about you, right? You've got this, you know, this image, and it could not be further from the truth. It really, really couldn't. And people ask me all the time, they're like,
"Sounds really awkward."
Pete's, they always say, like, what's Pete really like? And I can't say that, you know, every person I've worked with, I know what they're really like, but you just, you've got my back like there is no tomorrow. And I absolutely fucking love that. I've never worked with anyone who has got my back. They've always got their back. You save me every time I go off, and you're there, and you're like this incredibly reliable, supportive friend that I honestly had no idea you were capable of being and doing that way. And you put yourself down, and you absolutely don't need to. And I love that you call me emotionally stable, because I have my moments. And I thank you very much for saying that. Thank you for your advice. No, I haven't finished yet. Thank you for your advice, for always giving me advice, always being honest, and just being a fucking good human.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
So that is the love fest that is PCC on the dating show. But in all seriousness, we've absolutely loved doing this, and we are going to continue to do it. And I hope you've enjoyed as much as we have. Because listen, do you know what? As much as this is fun and we have loads of fun and we laugh nonstop whenever we're doing this, we actually do talk about some fairly serious subjects, and we enjoy doing that, don't we? Because we both both love learning about people, and I think that's really important. It's really, you can learn, even if you disagree with someone, you can learn from them. Mm-hmm. What a great little reflection period.
I like it. I would quite like to do our favourite thing, which we do. Well, we have a lot. Everything's a favourite fucking thing, to be fair. But this is another favourite thing of the favourite things. Are you ready for the favourite things?
I'm ready for our favourite things. What are our favourite things?
Listeners, questions, stories, advice from the professionals. This is one of my favourite sections. I've got two pens in my hands. This is how excited I am.
I've just got the one.
I've got two, because I am excited.
Two people, three pens. Sounds like something you search for. I don't know where. Two girls, one cup. Two people, three pens.
My mind's pure. Right, are you ready?
Should we go back to Rusty Trombone?
Rusty Trombone. So, should I read us the clip? Should I read it? I'm going to read it. This is Georgina, and this is her dating story. Are you ready for it? So
I'm ready.
She went on a date with a guy from the internet. We decided on a local bar, as this was the first time meeting. He left his wallet at home. Already I'm fucking over this. He left his wallet at home, but I didn't mind getting the drinks. He insisted he should pay and wanted to get his wallet from home. He only lives a few roads away and asked if I would join him, as he told me that he would hate to leave me in a bar alone. I thought he was being very gentlemanly, so I said yes, I would come with him. I got to his and went into the lounge to find another man setting up a camera on a tripod in front of the sofa. I then see a little table with lube, condoms, and a dildo neatly placed there. The random guy says, "She looks perfect. When should we film?" I quickly left and blocked the date. Oh, wow. Okay, please, you're smiling a lot. Please don't tell me this is, is this you? Georgina talking about you?
I'm not a fucking sex pest.
Well, you wouldn't have left the wallet, I know that, but why are you...
So first, let's break it down. Leaving the wallet at home, it is a worst nightmare for blokes, if that is genuine. It
Pay
has
happened. Apple Pay?
It has. I don't use Apple Pay because I got scammed, so I don't use internet banking or anything anymore, do I? Do you remember? But yeah, it's the worst nightmare. And it has happened to me, and you can imagine how I dealt with that terribly. Yeah. So it started off terrible, left his wallet at home, sounds like an excuse. Then when he said didn't want to leave in a bar alone, I thought, oh, actually could be a nice guy.
Yeah.
Then when we get to a table with lube, condoms and a dildo and a tripod, complete and utter fucking nut job. Now, the problem I have with this is this sounds like a regular occurrence for him and his friends.
Yeah.
This isn't a first time ting. This isn't a first time ting, is it, babe?
It's not a first time ting when he says. Not a first time ting. Perfect. Not a first time ting.
It's not a first time ting. So, I mean, just how fucking creepy, seedy, and just downright disrespectful is that?
I mean, there's a little bit of fear in me. She sounds like she's, maybe it was a bit more jovial than it sounds, because I would
hope so, because that sounds fucking.
I would shit my baggies. I'm not going to lie. If I turned up with
shit your what?
I would shit my baggies if I turned up and I was with two men in a room.
Hold on.
Hold the phone.
Shit your baggies?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Your trousers. Your baggies. You know, baggy pants. Baggy jogging bottoms. No? It must be the American in me. I spent too long in America.
I would shit my baggies.
I would shit my baggies. Wear that, no?
No.
You're welcome. You can use it if you want.
Thank you.
Right. Yep, good.
Thank you ever so much. Carry on. After you've shit your baggies.
Everyone out there, I would shit my little baggies if I if I turned up and there was two men. You know that? And they had a fucking tripod, a dildo, lube. I mean, all the exciting stuff, but... You know, you're planning to just go get somebody's wallet, not film yourself having sex with maybe one or two men.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's got to be a nightmare for any woman, man, or anyone, really. Do you know what I mean? Because that's sex pest to the limit, isn't it? That's proper fucking...
I just think that's quite scary. I don't know, pesty. I'm actually quite worrying.
Yeah, and also, she looks perfect.
That's gross, yeah.
It's just the creepiness of that is next level. As far as dating stories go, Georgina, that is that's up there, I think.
It is up there.
Over the past 26 weeks of this show, that's up there with one of the creepiest that we've heard. But on the plus side, though, condoms, safe sex, important.
Yep. Clip two, let's go. Let's go with the clip.
So clip two, we have Dave. Dave would like some advice.
Dave. I love it.
Dave would like some advice from CC and I. Dave, how can we help?
Do you think tattoos are only sexy on the right people in the right style?
Ooh.
Ooh, God, that's short. I've got my pen out and everything.
Short and sweet from Dave.
Okay.
So, Dave's question, do you think tattoos are only sexy on certain people in the right style? I should probably start with this because...
Go on, you go, because you haven't.
Yes, I completely and utterly agree. I say agree. I think they are. I mean, I don't necessarily think tattoos are sexy. I think it depends on the person and it depends on who's got tattoos. I think some people... Cece, have you got tattoos?
Yes.
Okay, but you don't have a lot of tattoos.
No, I have three gross tattoos. But...
Okay, so for me, I didn't even know you had tattoos and we've spent a lot of time together. Actually, you have told me before, but I can't imagine myself not having tattoos now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I would assume that they suit me because I have a lot and I can't imagine anyone now thinking of me without tattoos. However, if you were tattooed like I was, I don't think it would suit you because I think you're too classically good looking and beautiful to have tattoos and to cover yourself like that.
God bless you.
So I think, yeah, they do suit certain people and I don't think you should just get tattoos for the sake of getting tattoos. Do I think they're sexy? I think on the right person, yeah. And I think on the right It depends how you wear a tattoo. It's like wearing clothes. It depends how you wear a tattoo for me. So, but I don't think tattoos really make a difference. Everyone always assumes because I'm covered in tattoos that I like women that are covered in tattoos. It's always the case. I like what suits people, and what is sexy to you is not sexy to other people. So
I think that I couldn't agree with everything you said more. I think like the carrying it off thing it's like when you get your, you know, if you dye your hair red, right? You either carry it off or you don't. It either looks really sexy on you or it just looks shit. It looks forced.
I think for me, what is sexy is when people are doing things for themselves. So
yeah,
you are tattooed because you want to be tattooed and you love tattoos and you like it. That's sexy. Mm. If you are getting tattooed because you think it makes you sexy and you're doing it for other people's benefit, that's not sexy.
Mm.
So it comes.
Yeah, it's quite obvious.
It's
all my tattoos. Yeah.
It's your body and what you do with your body and why you do it to your body is what makes it sexy.
Yeah.
Not what you actually have.
And also remember, a tattoo does last for life. So if you're going to get a tattoo, you know, make it something that you're okay with. I mean, Pete, you've definitely fucked up, haven't you, with tattoos before and got like women's names. And didn't you get something recently, like, you know, a girl's face on the end of your willy. Like, I'm sure that was something you said.
No, I don't.
No, not quite there yet.
I mean, look, I'm covered. So I have tattooed myself. I've drunkenly had other people tattoo me because I'm just covered now. So it doesn't make much of a difference. But I don't see tattoos as a big thing anymore because I am so covered.
Mm.
So for me, I enjoy getting tattooed and I enjoy tattoos. So that's why I do it. But if you are thinking of getting a tattoo, my advice would be to get it for your benefit, for no one else's.
And
to be sure about you want. There's nothing worse than going, and listen, I've done tattoo podcasts. I've spent a lot of time around tattooists. I've got a lot of friends at tattooists. There's nothing worse than going to a tattooist and going, I want a tattoo, I don't know what I want. If you don't know what you want, don't get it.
Yeah.
Really, really simple. Don't get it. But also, if you do have bad tattoos, I've got loads of them. They are like photos and like music. They remind me of a time. So however bad they are, at that point, I did it because that was what I wanted to do. And it reminds me of a time. And you can think about it fondly. So,
I'll take that advice for my three gross ones then. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've got three gross, but at some point, three times, you thought, this is a good idea and this is what I want to do. So either way, that's a memory. But even look at you smiling now. So even that's a memory where you go, fuck me, why did I do that? But at the time, I did it because of this. It's like looking back on an old photo of you and going, what was I doing with that haircut? So, David, my advice is if you're thinking about getting a tattoo, do it for you. If you want to get one or you want to get tattooed, do it for you. If you think it's sexy, do it for you. That's it. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. If you like it, it's your body, you do it. And if you're not sure and you're doing it for other people's benefit, don't do it.
Fuck yeah.
That's my advice, Dave. I hope that helps.
I'm waiting for you to say, because I'm not saying it today. I'm not saying it. I can't,
don't want to do it?
I can't, no.
Unfortunately, that's the end of the dating show this week.
But to be fair, we've fully like wanked each other off today anyway, so it's okay, isn't it?
We honestly, Cece and I are fucking, we have wanked each other off today.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
So have I. Yeah, me too. Like, yeah.
So this is the climatic end of our wanking session.
Song?
I think we should, yeah. I mean, before we go, you have been listening to the dating show on Foo Bar Radio. You can send in any of your dating advice and stories to us by emailing thedatingshow@foobarradio.com.
Where can you find us?
You can find us at our home, our HQ, our hub on Instagram, which is thedating_show. And although this has been a reflected show this week, we are not stopping. Do not fear. We are continuing. We are not leaving. Something that I think we started on the show a long, long time ago, which we need to bring back, Cece.
I'm ready for it because I've got a variation with it too.
Are you going to tell me the variation?
You're going to sing with me. So basically, I'm going to say it, then you're going to sing it, then I'm going to say it, then you're going to sing it, okay?
Okay.
So are you ready? You have to close your eyes to this one though as well.
Okay, so I have to
close my eyes. So I say it and you sing. Yeah, ready? Okay. Go. Loca.
Loca.
Samasta.
Samasta.
Sukino.
Sukino.
Babantu.
Babantu.
That's it.
The fuck was that?
That is a beautiful experience that I have when I go to yoga on a Sunday morning, and we sing together, we chant. It's a chant.
What does it mean?
I don't remember, but it's a chant and it means something really emotional and you're meant to remember. I never do. I've done it for about 5 years. But, you know, it's the same thing as the namaste. I can't remember what this means anymore, but because I just think of you when I do it. So are you ready?
Okay, shall we go again then? So we're just going to, you're going to do it and then I'm going to repeat. So it's, yeah?
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Loka.
Loka.
Summer star.
Summer star.
Sukino.
Sukino.
Babantu.
Babantu.
Namaste.
Namaste.